Live from the Civic Media Studios at WRCE in Richland Center, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Good morning, everybody. Live from the Richland Center Studios in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Well, kind of. It is the Todd Alba Show here. I am here in Richland Center, but not actually in the WRCO studios. I am here in my beautiful, lovely mother's home. And Aaron, are you hearing me okay? Because in my headphones, we have static. But can you hear me okay?
Yep. On my end, everything sounds good.
All right, cool. I'm not sure what's going on. It's just, you know, it's Monday. It's that time of day. So, yes, I'm here in Richland Center and not in Madison and not in the WRCO studios because, you know, we had a nice holiday weekend here, but a little touch of COVID, not me personally, but I was exposed. So I am staying out of the studios. And in fact, I am staying out of Madison and got to spend a couple extra days in beautiful Richland Center. But joining us, as always, we have our wonderful producer, Aaron Zommers. And Aaron, how was your weekend?
It was great. I just spent time with my family, stayed home most of the time, did a little bit of Black Friday shopping, by which I mean went to Meijer because they had a good sale with like kitchen stuff where you buy one, get one for a dollar. Walked in, nice. Spent about 10 minutes there and left. It wasn't even that busy.
Really? Wow.
And then the rest of the weekend, just hung out with my family. We watched some movies, played some video games, some board games, hung out with my 4-year-old niece, Gracie, a lot. It was a good time.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Of course, Aaron, our board game expert, and he gets given us a couple of games. I will tell you, my nieces were thrilled because they listen occasionally. And we played, they have the one you had last week, Ticket to Ride. They did not bring that with them to Thanksgiving, but we played a Five Crowns. Ever played that?
Yeah, that one's pretty fun, too. I haven't played it in a while, but one of my younger sisters had brought it home a few months ago, maybe like 6 months ago, and was like, we have to play this. So.
I won one hand and then promptly finished in last place. but it was great. It was a lot of fun. So thank you for the inspiration. And wherever you were this morning, however your weekend was, hopefully it was good as you are back into the swing of things. It was a busy holiday weekend all in all, wherever across the country and across the state. And we're going to give you a few things of what do you need to know when we come back here for the break in just a minute. The big one, of course, is Luke Fickell was named the head football coach of the University of Wisconsin-Madison program, surprising almost everybody as the conventional wisdom was that it was going to be interim head coach Jimmy Leonard, Wisconsin's very own. But in fact, Chris McIntosh pulled a fast one and fooled everybody and went to Cincinnati, literally, and picked up Jim Fickell, or Luke Fickell, rather, and brought him to Wisconsin. At the bottom of the hour at 8:30, we're going to go, well, we could have just gone right down the street, but through the magic of telephonics, we will have Richland Center's very own Brady Ewing joining us live here on the show today. Brady, of course, was a walk-on for the University of Wisconsin-Madison and played fullback for the Badgers for 4 years, going to the Rose Bowl, I believe, twice, if not three times, was out at one of those games. And then he got drafted into the NFL by the Atlanta Falcons and played three seasons in the NFL. So Brady will be with us at 8:30. Give us his impressions of the crazy year of Badger football that was this year. And also his thoughts, not just on the hiring of Luke Fickell, but kind of the fact that this is moving Wisconsin football and perhaps Wisconsin athletics in an entirely different direction. And we're not a sports show per se. I realize that we're a current events news show. But one of the great things that I love about this opportunity, and one of the things I'm thankful to Civic Media for giving us the opportunity, is as they say, news is news, right? So we're going to take the program day by day, wherever the biggest news stories are. And without a doubt, not only, as I said, just from a sports standpoint, is the hiring of Luke Fickell a big deal, but also the fact that they went outside the Wisconsin football family. And if you were listening across the Civic Media Radio Network, perhaps in Amory or Wausau, you heard just before this show, Pat Kreitlow's Up North News had on Chad from our Wausau station, and they were talking about this, and they made the point, too, that this is not a hire that perhaps a lot of diehard football Wisconsin fans, like myself, are necessarily going to like at first blush, but it is a hire that puts Wisconsin on the same level nationally as a lot of teams. So we will come back and we'll discuss that a little bit and then be joined by Brady Ewing after the 8:30 break. Also, weather, beautiful weather across most of Wisconsin this weekend. If you're in Amory and Points North, perhaps you got a little bit of snow. But down here in the south, all in all, pretty darn good. So we have enjoyed some nice weather here in southwest Wisconsin. It's going to be a beautiful day as you move forward today. Perhaps a little bit of a storm system coming in tomorrow. Look for highs somewhere around 49 and then in the middle to upper 30s. I believe for the northern part of the state. We'll check the weather forecast when we come back as well. Also going to be talking today about a lot of things going on in terms of Donald Trump and his crazy Thanksgiving dinner. John Batiste is going to be playing at the White House. There is a big election going on down in Georgia and so much very more, and your phone calls as well. We'll also follow up on the closure of UW-Richland. Thanks for joining us on a Monday, the 28th of November, 2022. You're listening to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Show on the Civic Media Radio Network for a Monday, the 28th of November, 2022. Hopefully all is well. And just check in with Aaron Zommers again. Am I coming through okay?
Yes.
Sound okay, Aaron? All right. I'm not sure what's going on. It's probably the long distance connection. We didn't pay our phone bill out here. No, I'm just kidding. I'm getting this staticky. So that's why I'm kind of asking, I didn't hear any of the music there. I heard this big static burst. So we'll see. We'll continue to work things out. But as long as you are hearing things fine at home, that is all that matters. And we will continue to monitor things on our end. Again, we're doing the show live from Richland Center. If you're watching on Twitter or on Facebook and you're like, why does it look like he's all washed out? Because I had this great idea. I thought, well, my mom has this house kind of up on a hill, and there's this beautiful view out behind me that I thought I would show you all. But of course, the sun comes up in the east through this beautiful east window, and it just washed everything out. So I look like I'm in the clouds or something, which, you know, is a beautiful place to be, but not the best video. So I apologize for that. It should get better throughout the day. What do you need to know for a Monday, the 28th of November? Well, we'll tell you. Number one news story today, Wisconsin names Luke Fickell of Cincinnati as new head football coach. It was believed interim head coach Jim Leonard would get the job, but Wisconsin athletic director Chris McIntosh pulled a surprise. And as Pat and Chad said last hour, surprising the media as well. We will talk all about that and more in just a couple of minutes. Also, big sports story in Wisconsin over the weekend. Badger volleyball, that is. Volleyball won the Big Ten conference meet in Nebraska. I watched most of that game, and wow, what a match. Those women for the Badger volleyball team in hostile territory, winning once again the Big Ten championship. Then they had to get on a plane and fly overnight to Ohio State, where they won again, and they secured the number one seed in the regional, number two seed overall in the NCAA Women's Volleyball Tournament. They will play the first round at the Fieldhouse on Friday against Quinnipiac. Also, a large storm moving through the Pacific Northwest causing travel delays. Wisconsin could see a storm system tomorrow, particularly in the northern part of the state. For our Amory listeners in northwest Wisconsin from the Twin Cities and kind of east and then north in that part of the state, we could see a few inches of snow, some freezing drizzle. And so be careful if you have travel plans for tomorrow in northern Wisconsin. Unprecedented protests in China over the weekend amid the country's COVID crackdowns. China's zero tolerance policy have hit particularly hard in areas such as Shanghai. President Joe Biden says he will seek an assault weapons ban in the lame duck session of Congress before the Republicans take over the U.S. House of Representatives in January. Unknown yet whether the president can determine or can secure enough votes in Congress to get that assault weapons ban passed, but he said he is going to try. And back to sports, the Bucks, the Milwaukee Bucks, that is, won 124 to 115 over the Dallas Mavericks last night. Grayson Allen, wow, what a fantastic game. Like 22 points, I believe he had in the first half alone. And, you know, I'm still kind of hurt on Grayson Allen from the fact that his Duke team kind of stole the national championship away from our Badgers in 2015. But you can't deny Grayson Allen is a great player and made the difference last night as the Bucks get the win, 124 to 115, that is. And then you have the Packers, the Pack. What a game. If you watched it last night on Sunday Night Football, the Packers ended up losing it 40-33. It was a wild one. Back and forth, fourth and back. Aaron Rodgers ended up having to leave the game with an injury, I believe a leg injury. Jordan Love came in, scored a touchdown, or threw for a touchdown himself. Packers very nearly pulled it off, but in the end, it was the Philadelphia Eagles 40 and the Green Bay Packers 30.
Come on, let's just let Aaron Rodgers rest. Let the man heal his injuries.
Well, I don't know. I thought, you know, when Jordan Love came in, I thought, well, maybe this is it. Maybe this is, you know, this. I mean,
he did look really good.
He did. I'm old enough to remember when Don Majkowski was our quarterback for the Packers and went out with an injury, and Brett Favre came off the bench and led a come-from-behind victory, and that was it. Don Majkowski never played another game, and that was the beginning of the Brett Favre era. But probably not the case. I have a feeling that Aaron will be back as long as his body allows him to. But did you watch most of the game or part of it?
I did, actually. My roommates and I have been making the choice recently not to really watch the Packer games, but last night we decided to. We did a little bit of a dual screen setup where on the TV we had the Packer game, and then on a laptop on the table in front of us, we had the Bucks game. That made it more enjoyable since that one was a win. So,
yeah, man. I know Grayson Allen had 22 in the first half or something like that. I didn't see what he ended up with, but yeah, heck of a game by Grayson Allen. We turn now to our top news story of the day. And as we said, this is a story beyond sports for the state of Wisconsin. And so we're going to spend a little bit of time on it because I just find it fascinating. As a sports follower, as a Badger follower, but also from a communication and kind of how things operate follower. It was a masterful stroke of deception by athletic director Chris McIntosh of the Wisconsin Badgers. If you're not familiar with what happened, maybe you turned the news off, you don't know what's going on. Let me read you a little background and kind of a good overview of this story from Wisconsin State Journal writer Jim Polzin, along with Todd Malinsky and also Colton Bartholomew from the Wisconsin State Journal. But this appeared last night online in Badger Extra. So I want to give them credit, predominantly the writing of Jim Polzin, who did a great job with this story. He writes from the Wisconsin State Journal, University of Wisconsin Athletic Director Chris McIntosh landed his football program's next coach after weeks of careful subterfuge. Isn't that a million-dollar word? Subterfuge. Let's just take a moment. Subterfuge, I looked it up to make sure. The definition is deceit used in order to achieve one's goal. And what is the definition of deceit? The action of deceiving someone or concealing or misrepresenting the truth. So basically, by lying. But I love the fact, we'll come back to that later. But Jim Polzian used the words subterfuge is what Chris McIntosh did to get his coach. Luke Fickell is the 31st coach in Badger football history after UW System Regents on Sunday approved the deal struck between McIntosh and the former Cincinnati coach. McIntosh flew to Cincinnati yesterday afternoon to pick up Fickell, and an invite-only welcome event and introductory news conference was planned for 4 p.m. today at Camp Randall Stadium. Fickell said this, quote, "My family and I are thrilled to join the Wisconsin family. This is a destination job at a program that I've admired from afar for years. I'm in total alignment with Chris McIntosh's vision for this program. There is a tremendous foundation here that I can't wait to build upon. This world-class university, athletic department, and passionately loyal fan base all have a strong commitment to success, and I can't wait to be part of it," unquote. Fickell has been the coach at Cincinnati since 2017 and made history with the Bearcats by becoming the first Group of Five program to make the college football playoff. Now, if you don't know what Group of Five is, basically you have the big conferences like the Big Ten, the SEC, the Pac-12, the Big 12, and these conferences aren't guaranteed a spot in the college football playoffs, but they're recognized as kind of getting the first choice. And then there's everybody else, all right? All the rest of the top tier football conferences that get lumped in the Group of Five. You've had Boise State be part of that before. You've had UCF be part of that before when Scott Frost was there. But they've never, the only one to ever actually get into the four-team playoff so far was Cincinnati under the leadership of Luke Fickell. So that was a big, big deal for a program outside of the Blue Bloods to break through and finally get into the four-team playoff just a couple of years ago, or last year. His team lost in the semifinals to Alabama, but the accomplishments of making the playoff helped earn him the Consensus Coach of the Year honors in 2021. The Bearcats went 9-3 this season, the fifth consecutive season that Cincinnati has notched at least 9 wins, and he has 3 11-plus seasons on his resume. Now, Chris McIntosh, the AD for Wisconsin, fired Badgers coach Paul Christ on October 2nd, the first midseason firing in UW football history. He is bringing in an outside coach despite players' insistence that the interim coach and six-year defensive coordinator Leonard was the right person for the job. McIntosh said this last night, quote, "I couldn't be happier to welcome Coach Fickell and his family to our program, to our university, and to our community," he told Badger Extra moments before boarding the private flight to bring Fickell to Madison. Quote, "I'm really excited about what this means for our players in our program and in the future. I think it positions us in a really strong way, given all the changes that are happening in college athletics, for success in the future." Now, here's the part of the story by Jim Polzian, appearing late last night in today's paper. Here's the part that just absolutely I love and I find very, very fascinating. Because, again, this is something that I love about just the pursuit of all this. It says, McIntosh took steps to keep quiet his pursuit of Fickell. Former UW athletic director Barry Alvarez said Sunday that McIntosh told him he had, quote, "been hiding in cars. I've been flying in planes and changing the tail number so nobody could track me." I thought that was fantastic. The lengths that he went to in order to be deceptive and get this coach without anybody knowing. We're working again from afar today, so I have to kind of ask Luke over the air here. Do we have time to play the Fickell cut before the break? We want to do that a little bit later.
I think we should probably do it a little bit later. We have just over a minute left.
Todd is, like I said, running up against the clock a little bit. All right, thank you, Aaron. We'll come back. We have a cut from the Pat McAfee show from a couple of weeks ago when Pat had him on his program. And Luke Fickell, again, showed almost no signs, actually no signs, that he had any interest in the Wisconsin job. But reading again from this Polzine article, this is the kicker. One person figured out what was going on this month. It was Cindy Alvarez, Barry Alvarez's wife. Barry Alvarez needed a ride to the Dane County Regional Airport 2 weeks ago to catch a flight with UW booster Ted Kelder to Iowa for the Badgers game against the Hawkeyes November 12th. When Cindy Alvarez asked her husband why he couldn't get a ride from McIntosh, Barry Alvarez said McIntosh had a 7:30 interview on Saturday morning. Cindy Alvarez said, he's interviewing Fickell. When asked by her husband, how does she know that? Cindy Alvarez said, quote, he played last night. That's how I know he was free. Cindy Alvarez on the ball. We'll talk to Brady Ewing from Richland Center and the Badgers when we come back. You're listening to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. As we join you live from the RC Richland Center, that is, whether you're listening to us on WRCE in Richland Center or on WXCO in Bull Falls Radio or WXCE in Lake Air Radio, or maybe you're streaming this live on the Civic Media app. Just go to other stations, go down to WRCE, and then click on that, and you will be live with us. Also, we're on Facebook, Twitter, and streaming around the world. So multiple ways to get to know us, whether you're listening here in Richland Center or elsewhere. Speaking of great things in Richland Center, we are going to bring on our first guest this morning as somebody I've known for a long time, and I thank him for joining us. Richland Center's own Brady Ewing and former Wisconsin football fullback and also NFL player. Brady, good morning.
Morning, Todd. I appreciate you having me.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time. We linked up late last night over text, and I appreciate you taking time out of your day. For those that don't know, but that aren't from the Richland Center listening area, maybe up in Wausau or Amory or streaming, you played football here in high school in Richland Center, and then was a walk-on at Wisconsin, earned your way into a scholarship position, and played an instrumental role as fullback and on special teams to the Rose Bowl runs from 2008 to 2012, and had some of the most fantastic games in Wisconsin football history in a long time. Some thrilling victories as well. Played with Russell Wilson the year that he was there. Yep. Got to know a lot of those people. Played with J.J. Watt. So you know this program very well. You've also been, I know, part of a program to help walk-ons, current walk-ons at the University of Wisconsin. So you're someone who is still keeps in touch with the program. With all that knowledge and someone who also played in the league, I'm just going to ask you right off the bat, what was your initial knee-jerk reaction yesterday to Wisconsin Athletic Director Chris McIntosh naming Luke Fickell the new head coach?
Cutting right to the chase, Todd. I like it.
we'll get back to the other things later, but let's just get your first reaction.
No, I love it. I was a bit shocked, honestly. I was shocked by the initial decision of letting Coach Chris go mid-season, and was a bit shocked that Jim Leonard wasn't named the head coach yesterday. But after some of the initial emotions, and I would call it sadness for Jim and some of the long-standing coaching staff that I have personal relationships with and I know are very invested in the program and Wisconsin in general, that started to transition to excitement too. So excited, trusting Chris McIntosh's vision, excited for what Coach Fickell's done. He's proven himself as a tremendous coach, leading teams like Cincinnati to the college football playoffs, great recruiter. So good things are on the horizon, no doubt. Trust the vision, but yet have mixed emotions of sadness for all the coaching staff that's currently there, that their families, and the program they've been a part of a long time or have history with is somewhat in jeopardy. And so I guess I see that other side of it, but yet see the business side of it and the forward trajectory that McIntosh has a vision for too. So somewhat torn, Todd, to be honest with you.
I think a lot of people are, and I think they I know that because of your experience, you have that kind of ability to separate and to feel those two things. I mean, Wisconsin football Great. Fans this morning, you can appreciate and feel badly for Jim Leonard and the current staff, but also be excited. The two things aren't mutually exclusive.
Right. Yeah, that's, you said that a lot better than I did in my 2 minute babbling, but that's exactly right. You know, you see a guy like Jim Leonard, who's had a tremendous career at Wisconsin, tremendous professional career, you know, great defensive coordinator experience, you know, has been highly touted in the hiring cycles throughout NFL and college. And I think he did a good job, you know, the since he took over in early October, in tough situations, obviously emotional transition with Coach Chris internally and externally, you know, dealing with some of the challenges of obviously losing game, winning some games, kids from the program being connected with somebody that was a part of, you know, a murder out in Virginia. So no doubt tons of challenges that he navigated this team through. And I thought he did a really good job. And I think he would have done a great job with the program. But with that, I do think, you know, like I said, speaking out of both sides of my mouth, with, you know, getting some fresh blood in, per se, with Coach Fickell and some new vision, you know, some new experiences, some different perspective, I think will be really valuable for the program. And clearly Chris McIntosh, you know, has that as a priority right now.
I think that, again, Brady, you come from a unique perspective. And for those just joining us, we're talking with a former Wisconsin Badger and NFL player Brady Ewing on the coaching the hire at Wisconsin. Luke Fickell from Cincinnati being announced last night as the new head coach. And Brady, again, just to stop for a minute and touch on this, most people might not realize, a lot of people might not realize, it's not just the head coach that is hired or fired or retained. The entire staff of the football program, and that is several, I don't know what it is it 10, 20, 30 people? Because yeah. it's the athletic conditioner, the trainer, the nutritionist, the recruiting staff. I mean, every single person, their employment is based on the employment of the head coach, correct?
It is. There's some subtle caveats to that as far as, you know, how those folks report up through the UW system, but in general, yes. You know, I actually early this morning sent a text to, you know, when I got done playing, I went and coached at UW for a year, actually. So I was an assistant strength coach for Coach Chris as a head coach. And so this early this morning, I was working out and I just sent a text to he's now the head strength coach, Sean Snee, who, you know, I had the chance to work with, get to know when I was at UW, just sent him a text and let him know I was thinking about him. You know, all of those, you know, coaches right now are going through a tough transition. Obviously, the emotional frustration of, you know, thinking Jim Leonard could have got the position if that's, you know, the stance they had, but also selfishly looking at in the mirror and looking at themselves as far as, okay, what's next for me? Is Luke Fickell going to bring in, you know, all of the people that he has experience with and trusts, you know, has built that trust and camaraderie with, or is he going to pick and choose a few people that have been at Wisconsin to be a part of his staff? And you just don't know. And there's a lot of uncertainty there. And like, you know, like I mentioned earlier, a lot of these coaches have families, they have wives, kids that are embedded in the Madison community school districts, you know, and that's the coaching lifestyle, unfortunately. So that's what they've signed up for is, you know, this type of uncertainty, but it doesn't remove, you know, the fact that it's a tough transition for all of them. So my heart goes out to them as they make this transition, and just, hoping the best for them and their families, but yet excited for what Coach Fickell's bringing to the table.
You bring up a good point. As much as, you know, you do feel for them, it is kind of like other vocations out there. I mean, I was in politics for a lot of years, and when your boss is elected or your party's in power, you have a job. And when you don't, you don't. And so that's what I tell people. My resume is a mutt resume. I've done a lot of things, you know. So, I mean, not to take away from the hurt and the pain and the toughness, but it is something you kind of sign up for. You know that when you go into those vocations, you kind of do know that that's always a possibility. Doesn't make it any easier when things like this happen, but that's a possibility. I want to get your thoughts, Brady, because I've heard this from a lot of people, you know, just the discussions around water coolers or whatever. I want to get your take, your thoughts as a former player, someone who kind of knows the program, does know the program. What's just your reaction? You know, I'm not asking you why Coach Chris got fired, but what intrigues me so much, you know, I listen to guys like Ben Brust, who has a show on the radio in Madison, Milwaukee. I follow Sam Decker on Twitter, and they made the point that this was, quite frankly, a ballsy move. Both of these for Chris McIntosh to Barry Alvarez, no one else had ever fired a head coach midseason, and then to go outside the family and bring in a guy like Luke Fickell. What do you see? What's kind of the thing from your perspective? Why did McIntosh make these kind of big decisions for Wisconsin?
Man, the thing I keep coming back to is that, you know, he wants fresh perspectives. You know, Coach Chris and Coach Leonard, you know, are Wisconsin through and through. You know, they've been a part of the program. They've seen it. They've experienced it. They've lived it. They've coached it. And they know what it takes to win at Wisconsin, you know, based on our academic standards, you know, the types of people we're able to recruit consistently and all of, you know, those big picture things. But when I look at, you know, the big transitions that McIntosh has, you know, transpired here this year, clearly he has a vision that I think and I hope continues to uphold those Wisconsin values as far as, you know, valuing academics, valuing people over the commodity. But at the same time, this, and you mentioned Brust and Decker, I think they mentioned it on Twitter last night. This is a business, you know, and as, you know, we all love it, right? But it's a business. So you see, you know, big drastic changes make that aren't necessarily up to the expectations that people from the external have. And I think that's cool because I think we have very high expectations in this state for all of our athletic teams, honestly, from the Packers to, you know, the Badgers, the Bucks, you know, Brewers. We have high expectations, and I think people are invested. They care. And there's nobody more invested than Chris McIntosh. And so as you look at, you know, some of the changes he's made, although maybe a bit against the grain and, you know, could be seen as, you know, turning your back or cutting ties with people that are deeply rooted in Wisconsin. No doubt he has what's best in mind and at heart. So excited to see that play out and just see how it transpires here. So got to trust that. You know, he's a Wisconsin guy through and through. He's been handpicked by Barry to, you know, be the next athletic director. No doubt a gutsy move, but I think it reinforces the fact that this is big business and that the business of college football is changing, you know, with the transfer portal, with name, image, likeness, and with the generation of kids that are being recruited right now and playing, you know, with social media and all of that creating this storm of making it more like an NFL of a what have you done for me kind of lately, you know, kind of thing in the NCAA. So
that to me, Brady, is a thing that stands out to me just from a non, you know, obviously player. Just, I mean, you know, I bleed Cardinal and white through and through. You know, I never got the academics to go there. My godsons go there. You know, I'm a huge Badger fan, but I also get that it is a business, right? And to me, that's, you know, I don't know Paul Chris nearly a third as well as you do. I mean, I worked with him one season at Platteville when he was the offensive coordinator for his dad there, and I was doing radio. he's a great guy. Mm-hmm. Jim Leonard, I don't know at all. Yep. Everything I know about him, he's a great guy. But it seems to me, you hit it on the head, this is a new era in football with UCLA and USC joining the Big Ten. You know, look, did you watch the game over the weekend of USC and Notre Dame? You know, Herbstreit and Fowler went on and on how in 1 year, Lincoln Riley came in and had 22 different players coming from the transfer portal. To me, this whole move is Chris McIntosh saying, you didn't hire me to make you feel good and hold your hand. You hired me to put Wisconsin on the same level as USC. And that's what he's doing, I think. That it doesn't always feel good, but he wants to put this program with the USCs, the Ohio States, and the LSUs.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I think the expectations, like I mentioned, is that Wisconsin be competing for championships year in and year out. In every sport, you know, that's the expectation internally of the teams. I think the coaches have that right now. But that's the expectation externally. So you see all these passionate, monologues and people debate, and it's all because we care, which I think is really cool. Some fan bases have, turned the page on their program. And, if you make a bowl game, that's a huge success. And
absolutely,
that's just you know we have incredibly high expectations at Wisconsin, and this move, no doubt, is reinforcing.
Brady, we unfortunately run out of time. We appreciate you taking the time, Brady Ewing, former Badger. Thanks so much for coming on, my friend. Hopefully, we can have you on soon. And think what you could have gotten if NIL had been around in your time: free cars from Richland Center. My gosh! Thanks, Brady.
Yeah, I don't know we'll about talk that for fullback. Thanks for having me.
Jump around on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network for a Monday, the 28th of November, 2022. Thank you so very much to Brady Ewing from Richland Center here in the RC, former Badger football player and former Atlanta Hawk and Jacksonville Jaguar. So we appreciate him making time in his day on short notice to join us talking about the top story today around Wisconsin, and that is that Wisconsin football has named Luke Fickell from Cincinnati as its new head football coach, surprising a lot of folks. And I think that Brady's comments were spot on. I think that he is like a lot of mature Wisconsin Badger football fans today, in that you feel for Jim Leonard, you feel for that entire staff and that team for not having the opportunity to have the program full time, but you're also excited and you respect Chris McIntosh's decision to bring in a guy like Luke Fickell to take the program to the next level. And before the break, we were reading a story from Jim Polzing in the Wisconsin State Journal from last night and this morning, and was talking about the fact that Barry Alvarez's wife, Cindy Alvarez, had figured out on the weekend of the Iowa game that Luke Fickell was on the radar because Barry had to get a ride to the airport to fly to the game with someone else, which, by the way, I mean, the life of Barry Alvarez, right? I mean, Barry doesn't drive to the game, right? Barry gets a ride to the airport and he takes a private jet to wherever Wisconsin's flying. I mean, he earned it. I take nothing away from him. I think it's fantastic, but just to be Barry Alvarez, right? But, Cindy Alvarez saying that she knew that it would be Luke Fickell because Barry couldn't take the regular plane to the game. And so she kind of put it together because Luke Fickell had played the Friday night before. He was free for an interview that Saturday, the same Saturday that the Badgers went to Iowa to take on the Iowa Hawkeyes. So we pick up the story by Jim Polzine. Says, indeed, Cincinnati beat visiting East Carolina 27-25 on November 11th, and Fickell interviewed the following morning, and UW dropped a 24-10 decision to Iowa later that day in Iowa City. UW didn't post the job until the following Saturday, hours after the Badgers came back to defeat Nebraska. Barry Alvarez called UW landing Fickell, quote, a home run hire, but made clear he felt bad for Leonard. Quote, I know what try that again, Todd. You know what? I love Jimmy. Barry Elver has said about Leonard, a three-time All-American as a safety returner while playing for the Badgers from 01 to 04. Quote, I think Jimmy would have done a great job. I hate to go there. Jimmy's done a great job and he's a great coach. I don't want to say anything. All I know, I love Jimmy. Jimmy's done a great job for us, a tremendous job, and I have all the respect in the world for him. I don't want to go any further. I'm just going to say good things about our new guy. This is a new era, and I'm excited for it. Our fans should be excited for it. Those are the words from Barry Alvarez last night. Fickell is no stranger to the Big Ten, as it turns out. After starting 50 consecutive games at nose guard at Ohio State from 93 to 96, he began his coaching career at the Buckeyes as a grad assistant. After a two-year stint at Akron as a defensive line coach, Ohio State again hired Fickell in 2002, this time as a special teams coordinator. He helped second-year coach Jim Tressel win a bowl championship series national championship, then took on a variety of roles at Ohio State. He was then the interim coach when Tressel resigned after the 2010 season. And this is the part that I think is really fascinating as well. Luke Fickell has been in the exact same spot or very nearly the exact same spot as Jim Leonard is today. He played for the university. He came back. He was an assistant coach. He worked his way up. He was named an interim coach when the top guy was let go. And he was not chosen as the head coach for his alma mater at Ohio State. But whether it was his idea or whether it was Urban Meyer's idea, however it worked out, Luke Fickell stayed at Ohio State another year as the defensive coordinator for Urban Meyer. And they went on to win the national championship in 2014. So Fickell knows what Leonard's going through to a great degree. So how will that all play in? Is there a chance that Jim Leonard could stay on as defensive coordinator? Does he want to stay on? Does Luke Fickell want him to stay on? These are all questions that are going to be asked today and I assume later on at the press conference today. But the point is that Luke Fickell has been in the same position. So, you know, I think if you're a Wisconsin Badger fan like I am, I think you want Jim Leonard to stay on at least one more year as defensive coordinator, A, because he's good at it, despite this year. You know, I don't think this year is a fair example of what Jim Leonard can do as defensive coordinator. Remember, he had a top five defense in the country for what, the last 3 years? He was offered the defensive coordinator job at Alabama by Nick Saban a couple of years ago, and he turned him down. He was offered the Green Bay Packers defensive coordinator position last year, and he turned him down. So, you know, anybody saying, well, the defense looked terrible against Minnesota on Saturday. Yeah, it did. I mean, those last 2 minutes on offense, but the entire game Saturday against Minnesota, it was just terrible. You have to wonder at that point, did Jim Leonard know he wasn't getting the job? Had he already gotten a good indication of that? But this team has been through so much this year, this Wisconsin Badger football team, from having their well-loved, if not beloved, head coach be fired in the middle of the season, as Brady Ewing said, or last segment, having a former player be shot and killed in Virginia and during the season, having to not know who your head coach is going to be, all of it. I think it was Nick Herbig or one of the other players yesterday said, you know, we're just kids. We're learning yet. This is hard for us. We're not grown adults who have life, experience to dwell on or to grab onto. So this is a really tough thing for these young men to go through and to look at Saturday's game and say, well, Leonard should be gone too because the defense looked terrible. I don't buy that. I think if you're an actual Wisconsin football fan, you want Jim Leonard to stay around if he wants to for another year. And be the defensive coordinator along with Luke Fickell. One more quote here before the break. UW Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin said in a statement, quote, I'm thrilled with our hire of Luke Fickell as the head football coach of the Badgers. He is a transformative hire for our program. It's going to be a very interesting few days here. It's going to be very interesting this afternoon, I believe, at 4 o'clock when Luke Fickell is introduced to the press and to the media as the new head football coach of the Badgers. We'll talk more about this. Take your calls at 715-388-7155 when we come back. We'll also check in on the University of Wisconsin Richland right here at Richland Center. You're listening to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.